106.9 The Eagle and the Early Birds present today's Mindless Cliche.
That's how the cookie crumbles.
Read between the lines.
Reading cat and dog.
A word in edgewise.
With thine ears.
And sometimes they say, the apple doesn't fall far from the tree.
That's right.
That's said when someone is displaying traits or behaving in the same way as their relatives, especially parents.
Now, they're saying the origin of this was in the U.S. the first half of the 19th century.
Wow.
The first recorded use was by America's best-known 19th century figure, Ralph Waldo Emerson, in 1839.
I've heard of him.
Yeah. Versions of this proverb can be also found in earlier works written in German and Russian. So he was the first one to use it in English.
Yeah. An example, dad was a doctor and his daughter was studying to be one. Mom said the apple doesn't fall far from the tree.
Now we have a song for this coming from none other than Sherilyn Sarkissian, a.k.a. Cher.
Cher.
I doubt she did this one when I saw her in concert. I don't think this is going to be on her set list ever.
Right.
Right, yeah. And this is from her 1974 album, Dark Lady. Here's Cher with Apples Don't Fall Far From the Tree.
Hold your ears.
Uses that old expression, apples don't fall far from the tree.
It's a sing-along tune.
It kind of reminds me of, like, Tie Yellow Ribbon.
It does. Like, they ripped off that harmony from that.
It's really poppy.
Yeah, that is one rotten apple there. That is your mindless cliche.